Simon & Schuster Audio presents Grace of the Empire State by Gemma Tizard. Read by Aaron Bennett. For my parents. Prologue. The crane derricks had all stopped moving, which was more disconcerting than anything else, as she stood poised, higher than she or almost anyone else had ever been before, her toes pointed, ready to take her first step. She breathed out through her mouth, clearing her mind, blocking out the hum of noise behind her, below her, where men's voices scrambled over one another to be heard. They couldn't help her now. The wind whipped around her face, stealing her exhaled breath and ruffling her hair, chilling the back of her exposed neck. She flicked her eyes down, so far down. The street was hundreds of feet below her, a dizzying distance that made her stomach lurch and swoop. And the moment she stepped out along the crane arm, there would be nothing at all between her and it if she fell. The cars looked like tiny toys, the people no more than moving specks. The buildings around them, set out in their neat grids, resembled a toy village, something a rich child might receive for Christmas, wrapped in a red velvet bow. But it was real. All of this was too real. "Okay," she whispered to herself. "This is it." She placed a hand over her heart, feeling the rhythm of its beat, and breathed deeply until she felt it slow. She nodded once to herself, then stepped out along a metal beam no wider than her foot. With her arms out at her sides for balance, she tensed the muscles in her core to keep her movements tight and compact, concentrating deeply on her connection to the beam and grounding her foot to it. "Wider than a tightrope," she murmured to herself as she stepped again. She could do this. She had walked wires, and it was the same skill, no matter the height. Another step. She really was out on her own now, the safety of the half-finished building disappearing behind her. "Just another dance," she whispered, as she took another deep breath and lowered her shoulders from up around her ears, relaxing into her body the way she would before dancing. It worked. The next step was lighter, surer. "Nearly there," she coached herself as her eyes flicked up from the beam and out toward the horizon. New York.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?